going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's a Browns Therapy Friday. You know it is. They did it to you last night, didn't they? You thought you knew what was going to happen, and you were wrong. Wrong. Come on now. Come on.
Maybe,
here we
maybe
go.
Maybe you weren't wrong. Maybe you were right.
I thought they were going to trade last night.
Wrong.
I was hoping so. You may be right, too. You could be my own Billy Joel today. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Michael Markoch is here. He's going to take care of you. Anthony Allant is also here. He's helping us out today. So it is the day after, man. This is like the Poseidon adventure, isn't it? We're getting off the boat, aren't we? It's upside down.
Where's Ernest Borgnine when I need him?
You have no idea. You know you were checking out Shelley Winters. You know you were. Come on now.
Did they draft Shelley Winters?
I don't know. Maybe they did. Let's see how bad this is. I need your reaction
but
today.
What do you mean how bad?
What? Let's see how good or how bad it is.
Maybe it wasn't bad.
I don't think it's... My phone just is on fire. Like, I'm surprised it still works today after what happened. What are they doing? Well, just make the pick. Come on. But other people are like, oh, my God, greatest thing ever. What a smart move.
We have thoughts. Many of them.
All right.
And they're coming up.
Let's do it right now. Tell me, first of all, let's talk about who's on the show today, because we've got a bunch of folks coming up on the show. Jeff?
We're loaded today. Eric Edholm, NFL.com, is going to join us. John Jansen, color analyst on the Michigan Wolverines radio network and a former Michigan Wolverine.
And then Daryl Ryder.
Coming up at 1 o'clock. And yeah. Daryl's going to join us in the noon hour for a couple of seconds.
So Daryl's going to join us. Also, there is a reaction. It's always Game Day in Cleveland podcast that's out there right now. We dropped it last night. As soon as it was over.
We dropped it.
All right, Jeff. Let's get right into
it.
Your thoughts. We don't even need to jumpstart today. Just last night goes down. What'd you think?
Okay.
Do you want to start with the initial trade, or do you want to start with the trade? Because they made a deal before we even started talking about it. Yeah.
That's just swapping some picks. However, I do like the fact that they moved up into the fifth round. And guess who they're going to take with that pick?
Oh, you already know?
Yeah, your guy, Will Howard. Just stay tuned.
I don't think he's going to make it to the fifth round.
The quarterbacks keep getting pushed down. Your guy, Will Howard, with that pick.
That's what you think? Will Howard with that
pick? Let's just go with that.
Okay, so now let's get into the meat of this thing.
So here's the thing. Bottom line, who would I rather have, Travis Hunter or Mason Graham? Travis Hunter, of course. That said, you know, as I spoke about this week, part of me has some doubts about Travis Hunter. Right? Part of me has some doubts.
Sure.
Because it would appear that a huge portion of his appeal and his value is the fact that he's going to play both ways, which nobody in the modern NFL has ever done.
Okay.
Nobody in the modern NFL has done this and pulled it off for any great length of time.
Okay.
And I find it hard to believe that a guy who is 6 foot, 188 pounds, is going to be healthy enough and blah, 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 to pull it off in the NFL. And that said, would I take a wide receiver at number two? Well, in this draft, maybe. Would I take a corner at number two? In this draft, maybe. After they didn't take him, I thought, and made the trade, I thought, okay, there are about, and we talked about this, there are about four guys that you would take out of this draft. And remember we said if you couldn't get Cam Ward, there are about four guys you could end up with. Mason Donald. I knew I was going to, why am I calling that guy Mason Donald? I've had that in my head the whole time. Maybe because I think he's the next Aaron Donald, which is not the case. I thought Mason Graham was on that list.
Okay. Right.
And I thought Abdul Carter was on that list. I thought the tackle who went to New England was on that list. Mason Graham and Ashton Jeanty. And part of me wanted Ashton Jeanty when they made that trade and dropped to five. Mm-hmm. I thought that's who they're going to take. And then I started thinking, but you know, you got that extra second round pick and one of those Ohio State running backs is going to be sitting there. I think they're going to get a running back with one of these second round picks unless they trade out, which they could trade down in the second round and pick up something else. You never know.
Right.
I think they're going to end up with a running back, and I think they're going to end up not with a quarterback in the second round. So, though Travis Hunter would have been fun to watch here and to see if he could pull it off, I had some doubts. I still have some doubts, and we'll see what he's able to do. And Mason Graham's going to come in and help solidify a defense that slipped last year.
So my initial reaction was, uh-oh, trade. Okay, that was the first thing I thought. I didn't see what the details of the trade were at that point. And I'm like, well, let's see what the trade is. And as soon as I saw they got Jacksonville's number one, I thought, okay, I know what they're in for. And I hope they're doing this the way I think they're going to play it out.
Yeah.
So
I thought the same thing. We all thought the same thing there.
Okay, so when it goes down, you see that they get a number one and they got a number two. So they have 33 and 36. The beginning of the draft is all about the Browns tonight for round two.
Yeah.
There's little doubt about that.
Unless they trade one of those picks, and even if they do, it's still all about the Browns.
Oh, man, just go out and get the best two available offensive players you can, which ESPN would tell you is if you want to grab a wide receiver, it's Jaden Higgins. If you want to grab a running back.
Luther Burden's another name to keep in mind, the kid from Missouri.
Travion Henderson is the number one running back, and if it's not Henderson, then it's his teammate, Quinshon Judkins, is the number two running back sitting there. So both those guys are right there.
Caleb Johnson from Iowa. Who I like a lot.
I don't know. I like Henderson because
he can
catch the ball and run the ball. He's a big back that can do a lot of things. And the best part about him was he sacrificed. It's not that he sacrificed. He embraced the fact that they brought Quinshon Judkins in last year. Embraced it. Was a pro's pro about it.
You know why?
And knew that it would take less of a beating on his body going into the NFL.
He was smart.
This year. And so now where's he sitting? Right above the top of the second round. He could be the first pick day two. I mean, so let's hang tight here, man. Let's see what happens, especially if you're an Ohio State fan in that situation. I thought, there were like six players that we had been calling blue chippers, and Mason Graham was one of them.
Well,
his name was right there. Yeah. I had heard it left and right. Everyone had talked about him and said, if you're looking for a safe pick, he was probably going to be the safe pick of the six guys that you might have considered blue chip players.
You know, the one thing, though, Andy, Travis Hunter would have been so much fun just to watch and see if it works,
Yeah, but you rolling dice to see if? And the other question is how long, and you brought this up, how long is he going to be able to play two ways? It's not a career.
I wouldn't think it's a career, no. And here's the other aspect of it. If we look at it from the Browns' perspective, the thought is you gave up a guy who could be really impactful on the offensive side, and this team sure as you know what needs impactful offensive players. You have four picks tonight. I'll bet you three of them at least are on offense, and at least two of them will be skill position guys. Okay, I wouldn't be surprised if they go get an offensive lineman here.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think you're going to get a running back and you're going to get a wide receiver. Brian Hoyer was on the morning show with the guys, and I agree with the former Browns quarterback. If they take a quarterback tonight, what the hell are they doing? That would make no sense to me because you picked up a pick for next year in theory to go maybe trade up and get a top quarterback in next year's draft. I would be really surprised if they take a quarterback with 33 or 36. What I wouldn't be surprised with, clearly in rounds 4 or 5, Will Howard, Dylan Gabriel, somebody like that. Third round, Jalen Milroe, Tyler Shuck. I could see that because you can't have enough quarterbacks.
Right.
And Joe Flacco's 40. Joe's not the answer to anybody's long-term solution. You know, could Kenny Pickett be that? Maybe. Maybe Kenny could. So I would expect second-round picks, offensive tackle, wide receiver, or running back, two of the three. And then I would expect in the third round, maybe Milroe, maybe Shuck, but that might even surprise me.
I see this more coming back late third round. Guy that's developmental, guy that has zero pressure to be out on the field,
yep.
Guy that can create depth. You're probably looking at Will Howard, Quinn Ewers, Kyle McCord, Riley Leonard.
I think that's too high for those guys.
Riley Leonard. Okay, so maybe even fourth round?
I don't see.
Dylan Gabriel?
Yes, unless, Andy, unless they take Shuck, unless they take Milroe, who I think might be the guy they have their eye on if they're going to go quarterback. And let's not, you know, Shedeur Sanders is sitting there. Is that something that interests anybody at this point? I would think that if the Browns wanted Shedeur Sanders.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It makes me wonder, what were they doing yesterday?
That's my question. That's exactly
why make the trade.
That's what I'm thinking.
If you want Shedeur Sanders, why make? Because you know
they weren't going to take him at two.
Well, and they had the ammo to come back and get him.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And did the Steelers not make you think that they were going to? I mean, how many times did we hear over and over and over? Steelers 21, Shedeur Sanders. Steelers, Shedeur Sanders 21. That didn't happen, right?
It'll be really interesting if they take a quarterback in the second round. I think all of us will be wondering, what are you thinking then? What are you thinking? Here's the other aspect of this. If you're Jacksonville, oh my God, are you sold on Travis Hunter? Because let's be fair to the Browns here.
Mm-hmm.
They dropped down three spots, Andy. Three spots only. And picked up a high second round pick this year. They dropped down a little bit in the fourth round. Okay. And then a first rounder next year on a team that's not very good right now and has a first year head coach. I mean, that could be 15 and above next year, that first round pick. And it's, man, they gave up a ton to move up three spots to pick a guy who you wouldn't normally pick if he were just a wide receiver or just a corner. And they're banking on him being the unicorn and doing something that's never been done in the NFL before. Now, if you're the Browns and you were just sitting there at two, I could see taking him without question. Sure, why not?
Mm-hmm.
They gave up. They only moved up three spots and gave up a second this year, high second, and an unknown first rounder for next year. I think the Browns made a good trade. They got great value for that pick. But should they have done it? That's the question.
Well, I also don't think we're going to have an answer. You can sit here and you can tell me, oh, my God, so stupid, typical Browns, can't believe they did that. Why'd they trade back? I'm not buying what you're saying. And you also can come in and go, oh, man, this is the best thing the Browns possibly could have done, greatest move in team history, blah, blah, blah. They built the future. I'm not buying what you're selling either.
This could reek of history, though, and we'll explain that, too.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. You know what it is. It is a draft day Browns Therapy Friday. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.